How about these little things that make a croaking noise?
Well, what do you mean, crickets? Or?
Well, these are larger things that make up kind of a that you see them down at, you find them down around the creeks. They hop.
Grasshopper.
Yeah, well these are things that they get pretty good size, and sometimes they eat them. They eat the legs.
Oh, that's bullfrogs.
Yeah, now what other things are kind of like that? The small ones that make a peeping sound?
Well, no, there's two kinds of frogs. These old bullfrogs stays in the water, that's what you eat. And then these old toad frogs, they'll sit around here. I ain't seen none of them lately. They'll sit around and catch flies, and they'll just sit there and eat them flies, you know, and catch them till they look like they're going to bust. And then they'll hop around, hide around on the floors in the bath. And these old bullfrogs, they stay in the water. Now, people will gig them, you know, and catch them and eat the hind legs. That's all about them. I never did eat none of them. I've seen them and caught them, but I never would eat frogs.
Yeah.
My grandmother used to eat mud turtles. They had some old turtles, you know. They did a lot of good eating in them. They had white meat in them, their necks, and just like the breast of a chicken. She used to eat them.
How about the kind that live on land? What are they called?
What?
Not the turtles that live on land.
Well, a lot of these live on land, but I don't know. Then we got another thing here that's a hard-shell turtle that lives on dry land.
Mm-hmm. You ever call that a tarpon or a terrapin?
That's a tarpon. Mm-hmm. People will get them, you know, and they'll cut their names on them and maybe find them in 10, 15 years, I think.
Now, do you have a name for those very small frogs that maybe you see them after a rain? You might
them
see
tree them. Frogs, little frogs, they're in the trees.
Yeah.
They'll holler, you know, make a racket.
Now, you talked about the crawfish before, the crawfish you land. Do you ever call them anything else besides crawfish?
I've heard them called crawdads and things like that. Crawfish.
And these little insects, these things, flying things that fly around the lamp.
I'm kind of flying. I don't know what's going on, what you're talking about. You're taking summertime and then get all over electric light out there. Yeah. They go to light. Miller, I believe they call
them. And how about the kind that get in your clothes?
And moths.
And this kind that light up at night.
That's butter. That's lightning bugs you're talking about. Lightning.
And how about that kind with a long, thin body that you sometimes see them down around the branches or the streams, little streams? They have a long, thin body with slender wings. They kind of hover around.
Wouldn't be a lizard, would it?
No, these are flying things.
Oh. I don't know unless it'd be butterflies.
Well, everything a snake.
No, that's
snake. Yeah, ever hear of a snake?
Snake
feeder.
Huh?
Snake feeder.
Well, yeah, that may be what you're talking about.
What is that?
Well, that's something like you're talking about.
Okay. What do you call it?
Well, I thought a while ago you were talking about lizards, but now lizards and these snake feeders are different things. Now I've seen them, and I know what you're talking about. But I don't know whether they feed snakes or not, but they're a thing that sort of you described. I guess that's what you're talking about.
What kinds of stinging insects do you have around here?
Well, we have plenty of them.
Tell me about some of them.
Wasps gives us more trouble than anything else. Hornets will build big nests around. And the place is polluted now with bumblebees. Out there where we went in there yesterday in my truck. And we should have got it out, but I wasn't able to get it. They put them on a mattress. Somebody left a bed of mattress or something here and stuck that up overhead. Well, now my bumblebees is in that mattress. And last year, this woman come here, my wife was going to give it to her. And we never did get it out. I aimed to get it out in the winter and never did get it. And they're back in it again. Well, they're out yonder. They'll get in that old house where we was at yesterday.
Yeah.
And they'll get in the barn. And the yaller jackets is mean when you've got fruit, like apples or something.